Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Just a short burst of inspiration from one of our amazing guests that we've spoken to over the last 18 months or so, just to lift you up, give you a bit of inspiration, maybe equip you with some new knowledge that you can take into the rest of your day. And today we hear from a young lady who is looking to have a very special summer indeed, Olympian Dina Asher Smith. She comes next. Hey, before we get going, here is a bite-sized mention of Lotus Cars on a bite-sized episode of High Performance. Check them out at lotuscars.com. Find them on social media at Lotus Cars. But please, as you listen to the next few minutes of inspiration, do not forget, without Lotus Cars, there is no High Performance Podcast. Lotus, I love you.
Like, it's literally what happens in that 10 seconds, and it depends on so many things. It depends on how you handle it. It depends on what your prep's been like, whether you've been completely honest with yourself, and whether you have left every stone unturned and worked really hard, because ultimately everybody will see every weakness, whether that's physical or mental, when the gun goes and you've got to race. So quite frankly, like, sometimes you don't, but you can just, you've just got to work really hard within yourself to that you're in the best position possible, and then you just go and do it.
You know, it's very similar, Damien, to the conversation that Ben Ainsley shared with us when he said that luck is preparation waiting for opportunity. And let's not mess about here, okay? Let's be absolutely frank with people listening to this. There are lots of recurring themes or similar messages from our high performance guests, but the single most consistent one is hard work. Like, you absolutely will not get to high performance without hard work. It's simple.
100%. Yeah. I think that there's a great saying that what you do in the shadows reveals itself in the light. And I think what we do is we see the light of these guys under the bright lights of the Olympic Games or wherever else they perform. But it's the work in the shadows, the getting up when you don't want to get up on those rainy, cold mornings. It's the pushing yourself when your body's screaming that you don't want to do any more. It's, you know, going and eating the food, even when you'd rather have something sugary and kick back and just watch something on the television. It's all that stuff in the shadows that is revealed in the light. And that is hard work.
So there's two sets of people I want to talk to right now. The first one is the people who deep down know they haven't really put the effort in. And there's a great quote that Damien shared on his Instagram. You can follow him at Liquid Thinker. And it was, don't be annoyed about the results you didn't get for the work you didn't do. So that's the first thing. If you're not putting the work in, don't expect the results and don't be annoyed when the results don't come. But let's also talk to those people, Damien, who are grafting, who are putting in the work, who do think that they're going to the absolute limits looking for success and it still isn't coming. What can we say to those people to encourage them to keep going?
Well, again, I think that is often the cruelest part of life in many ways, the people that have given everything and still don't get the results. But I think the reward is in the journey. So many of our performers have told us that it's the journey. It's about what they learn in those shadows when they were working hard and what they found out about themselves and people around them that was the real reward. You know, we spoke to Johnny Wilkinson that told us that moments after winning the World Cup in 2003, there was almost like a sense of anticlimax. It wasn't the winning the World Cup that was the thing. It was the journey, the struggle, the passion that he put in to get in there that was key. And I'd encourage people not to get fixated on the outcome, but think about that journey and what they're learning along the way.
And also keep the excitement of not knowing what's around the corner. You know, as long as you keep putting in the hard work, as long as you're living in a place where passion is at the centre of what you're doing, I honestly think it will come, partly because I don't see the benefit in thinking anything else, but also I do believe that people get the rewards for the work they put in eventually. And sometimes you might have to take a different path. Sometimes what you think is hard work isn't actually, and you need to put in some smart work as well. But just keep the faith, just keep going. But as Damien says, and it is probably the most important element to this whole thing, actually, Damien, don't do it if it doesn't fulfill you. Like, if you enjoy the hard work, if you enjoy the journey, if you enjoy that what if is around the corner, then in many ways it doesn't matter if it arrives or not, because you're totally right. Almost every single person has come on this podcast and said the biggest letdown in life is that the destination wasn't as exciting as they thought it was going to be. So as long as the journey's great, then we're kind of okay, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, again, there was a really neat example recently when we interviewed Ben Francis, and he was at pains to point out that everybody says his Gymshark business was an overnight success, but he wanted to point out the five little businesses that he'd set up before Gymshark that didn't quite work. But he said he loved the experience of trying new things, setting it up, daring to take a risk. And it was the journey that obviously inspired him. And eventually things worked out for him in some style with his own business.
Brilliant. A really interesting conversation with Dina. And if you want to hear the rest of it, just track down her episode on the High Performance Podcast. In fact, even if you've listened to most of them or even all of them, I would recommend going back and starting at the very beginning again and just going through, because it's amazing, Damien, isn't it? Even for us, and we did the interviews, we suddenly hear things and pick up on stuff that we hadn't even really twigged.
Yeah, it's like when you listen to a great piece of music and you listen back to it and you hear the, like, sounds or lyrics that you hadn't heard first time round. I think there's nuances and subtleties in these messages that only reveal themselves two or three times in.
Right, mate, thanks ever so much for your time as always.
No, thanks, Jake. Loved it.
And thank you as well for listening to us here on the High Performance Podcast. We have a brand new episode coming your way on Monday, so make sure that you subscribe and you'll be the first to hear it. We've got some amazing stuff actually coming your way for the rest of summer 2021. So stick with us and just see what inspiration crops up. Thanks to Damien. Thanks to the whole team. Thanks to Finn Ryan at Rethink Audio. But most of all, thanks to you for being involved in the High Performance Podcast. See you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.